Okay. I'm on top here. Now, the Gemara yesterday finished that Rav is learning the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, Dov Shem's Kavin is also, and Shmuel is saying Dov Shem's Kavin is Mutter. Says the Gemara, Lememra de Shmuel ki Reb Shimon Tzvirle. You mean to tell me that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon? Veho Omar Shmuel Michabin Gachele Shel Matchis Peshus Orabim Beshvil Shel Yizoka Borabim. You have something burning, a piece of metal. You can put it out. Shel Yizoka Borabim Avalo Gachele Shel Eitz. What's going on over here? Sounds like this thing. Gachele Shel Matchis, I don't know exactly how you call it in English. Gachele Shel Matchis, I mean, it's a piece of hot metal, you know, it's burning. Right. Now, on that, there's no kibui midoraisa. Because the way they see it, it's not burning. Metal doesn't burn. It just gets red hot. It doesn't burn. It's not consumed, I guess. It's not burning. Yeah, but you can't have a coal for metal. That's just a lotion. Yeah, it's hot. It's red hot. So that kibui is a drabonon. So an isa drabonon, you can do shaliyazuku barab. Yes, that's sakona. It's the forest. It's the middle of the street. Somebody might trip on it. There's no sakona right now. But it's a hezek arab. But gachela shel eitz, that's a burning thing. That's already kibui. That's an isa d'oraisa. That you can't do shel yizuk barab. Now, says the Gemara, v'yisal kedaita. We said before, kibui is kemat always a mlocha shem tzrich l'gufa. The only kibui that's tzrich l'gufa is when I make a pechom, like we had back there. But you need the kibui to make the coal. Either because that's how it was in the Mikdash, or Rashi learns, because then I need the kibui itself. I need the brain, I need to put it out. But generally speaking, kibbutz is like a negative malocha. I don't need the kibbutz. I'd rather not have been a fire there altogether. Kibbutz is always a malocha shein tzich l'gufa. We'll get to it later. It's an interesting thing.
Even if you have a fire and you want to save the wood? Like
yeah, because that's for the purpose of the wood also. I'd rather not have the fire. That's how Rashi puts it. Taisus puts it, Taisus always goes, it has to be an example of the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the kibui that was there was to make coals. Okay. No, so you sound like this. Now, Moshe Gufo is a machloikas beauty of Reb Shimon. You're telling me Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. That means Moshe Gufo is also only an Isidra Abonim. So you should be able to put out the Gachela Shalait souls. What's the difference? Isal Kedai the soul of Reb Shimon, not Filo Shalait Tsunami. Now, this Gemara is a Pella because there's two machloikas beauty of Reb Shimon. One is Dover Shane Miskab and one is Moshe Gufo. And never the twain shall meet. I mean, they don't do each other. Exactly to define the differences we'll get to someday, but it's two different machloikas. Dov Shein Miskaven is a machloikas of Kol HaTorah Kula. Do Shabbos. Moshe Shein Guf is a specific Shabbos thing. It's a very strange thing. Tell us works on what was the Gemara's thought here. The Gemara thought because he held like him in Dov Shein Miskaven, he holds like him Moshe Shein Guf. So we immediately answer, not true. There's two separate things there. But Dov Shein Miskaven, Sov Lok Reb Shimon. In Dov Shein Miskaven, Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. That's why he said yesterday Mutter. But Bimloch it changed Lagufa, some look Reb Yehuda. Good, but whatever, it comes out this interesting thing that when you have a problem of Hezek or Rabbit, there's something in the street. Hey, we're not talking about Sakonis the floor, we're not talking about where there's somebody tripping. We're talking in general, there's something in the street, somebody might come and trip. The Gemara tells us here, you can do an Isa Derabbanan, but you can't do an Isa Deraisa. That's what it says. It's Om Rabina Hilkoch. Koitz Bishus Harabim, you have a thorn in the shem where people walk, is molicho pochis pochis midaladamas. That you could do. You want to get it out of there. So you take it, two amas and stop, till you get it out of there. That's an Isa Derabbanan. You can do that. Ube karmelis afilu tuva. If you're in a karmelis, then the whole carrying dalamas is rabona. So you can pick it up and move it. Okay. Avul noise. Now this is putting hot water. Let's see the Gemara. This is not so simple. Toner rabona. Noisin odom chamin letoich hatsoinon. Veloi hatsoinon letoich hachamin deribeshamin. You can put hot water into cold. But you can't pour cold water into hot. Now, this is a very enigmatic Gemara. Are we talking about a Kli Rishon? Are we talking about a Kli Sheni? What are we talking about over here? In the way Tais learns, this is what most people learn here, Beishamai is extreme. He's going on the extremes. You can put Chamin into Tzoynon even from a Kli Rishon. You can't put Tzoynon into Chamin even in a Kli Sheni. Now, why is that? pouring chamin onto tzoinah, that's eerie, it's a whole mess, we're going to have all this, so simple. The way they learn here is, because generally speaking, the understanding here is that when you're pouring from A into B, the thing on the bottom has more. So therefore, when you're telling me what you're doing is, let's say you're pouring from a pitcher of hot water into a bathtub full of cold water. That, even if you hold ear, it's not going to do anything, because it, since it mixes up and there's so much more cold than hot, it disperses. That's what Tosfos learns. It spreads out, and there's more on the bottom. There's going to be any bishul there, no matter how you hold. It makes sense. You pour a little hot into a tremendous amount of cold. Again, if it be a solid thing, it hits it and it cooks it. But it immediately is misharik. So therefore, chamin into tzoinan, again, with the assumption is the bottom has a lot more. That's the assumption. Now, the second case, that's a symbol. So that's okay. That, he says, you can do. Tzoinan into chamin, you can do, even if it's a cliche. Now, that's already not so simple, because if you're pouring cold into hot, and there's more hot, so the cliche is going to cook it. In a cliche, it's not. Cliche is not mevashel. But the Beishameh has a gzeira, cliche, auto cliche. So he's across the board. Comes Beis Hillel and says, "Ubeis Hillel Omrim, bein chamin l'tochat soinon, bein soinon l'tochat chamin muter." But then, Ramun bekois, you said chamin into soinon is muter because the cold overpowers. Soinon into chamin, you said, is also even klisheni. That I don't buy. The soinon into chamin is muter in a kois, meaning a klisheni. Avol be'ambati in a bathtub, chamin l'tochat soinon, that I'll allow. Why? Now you have to be careful. If the ambati is a klirishin, it's partial. But then the taste said that's simple. That's something's going on. The ambati is a klisheni. So Beis Hillel is saying what? You can pour cold water into a klisheni. Not like Beis Shammai. But in an ambati, not. An ambati is a bathtub. It has a lot of hot water and it's very hot. So it's confused. But that people will think is a klirishin. Once it's a bathtub, as opposed to a cup, people will, it looks like a klirish. So that much Beis Hillel shit, no. So that's, so again, Beis Shammai basically said, all klishenis are also, gzeirot the klirish. Beis Hillel says, that's an extreme thing. In an abati, which has very hot water, they will say klisheni not. Now, comes Reb Shimon ben Asi, we don't know what he means. Reb Shimon ben Asi, oiser. So kipshuto, he's going back on the previous statement. Beis Hillel said that in an abati, you can't pour cold into hot. But hot into cold, you still can. What's the difference? Because we're going with the system of the bottom overpowering. So I don't care how hot it is. Okay. He's answering that too, Kipshuto. Because he holds, once it's in an ambati, either this way or this way, we want to stay away from it because it looks very hot. That's Kipshuto what he said. We're going to change that in a minute, but that's what he said. At this point, that's what he says. Omar Rav Nachman, and it's important to know what he says, because Omar Rav Nachman, I look at Shemanasya. Whatever he said, we hold like that. Now. Okay, pause. That's the Tanoi. So now, Beis Hillel is telling us here clearly, a chumra in ambat, even though ordinarily you can pour cold water into hot water in a klisheni, but if that klisheni is a cup, it's okay. But if that klisheni is a bathtub, correct? Then you can't. Okay. Now, what exactly defines that chumra of ambati? So we have a middle ground. You have a kais. A kais is a cup for drinking, correct? And a bati is a bathtub for bathing. There's a middle ground here that wants a seifel. Seifel is a, how did they tie to seifel? It's a washing bowl, washing basin. So on one hand, it's not an ambati. Because it's small, it's not that heated up as the tub. On the other hand, it's a kli that's used for bathing purposes, as opposed to drinking purposes. Sover Reb Yosef Lameima Seifel Hareyu Kambati. That chumra of ambati will apply to Seifel too. Meaning not just a big kli that you bathe in. Any kli used for washing purposes, we hit with that chumra. Okay? Omalei Abai, it's not true. Tony Repriya, Seifel Eino Kambati. You're not right. This chumra was made only in the abati, the bathtub, because that has a lot of hot water. Maybe it looks very hot. It looks circulation. But a basin is not that way. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, an interesting thing here. Let's step back for a minute. What did Reb Shimon ben Menasseh say? Reb Shimon ben Menasseh said that in when you're dealing with an abatia, you can't go cold into hot, like Beis Hillel, I'm sorry, right? And you can't go hot into cold either. You can't go either way with an Ambati. Says the Gemara, now let's stop and think. According to Rabbi Yosef's Havamina, that Seifel is equal to Ambati. That means any kli that's not a cup for drinking, but is used in the washing process, be it the bathtub or the basin, you can't go cold into hot or hot into cold. Says the Gemara, according to that, you're stuck. How are you going to wash on Shabbos? The understanding was they heated up water on Erev Shabbos and they kept it very hot. So in order to wash or bathe, whatever, well, bathing you won't be allowed to, but even washing, you're going to have to cool it down a little bit by pouring in some cold water. Right? So if you tell me Seifel's not an Ambati, okay, then I'm okay. Because I mix the hot water in the Seifel with some cold water. There's no problem. It's cliche. But if Seifel is Ambati, then according to Beis Hillel, I'm still okay. Because I can pour hot into cold. So I'll pour the hot Seifel into a cold thing and I'll wash. But according to Reb Shimon ben Menasya, if you're in Ambati, you can't go cold to hot or hot to cold. And now you're telling me Seifel's Ambati. So it means I can't mix cold and hot water in anything that's new washing. How am I supposed to wash on Shabbos? That's the question. Yeah.
Why would he be against putting hot into cold? What would be the reason?
Looks bad. It looks bad.
It looks like you might be putting cold into hot.
No, also hot into cold. If there's, we said before, hot into cold is muta only because there's a lot of cold on the bottom. If there's little, the hot will overpower. He may be afraid for confusion there. That's the Gemara's cash. You're not so hygienic, I hear. But that's the Gemara's cash. Rashi says they used to keep it very hot. What can I tell you? I try not to deal with those kind of problems. Oh, Frank the Gemara's day. Ulamai de solik adaita meikora. Now again, it's wrong, it's not true. But according to that Havamina, that Seifel Hareyu Kambati, you put those two things together, you basically can't mix hot and cold water in order to wash. You can't. Because anything to do with washing has a din on bati. And Rav Shimon Nasi said, cold into hot is us and hot to cold is us. He's stuck, basically. I thought you were going to say, why not ask the maid to do it? But okay. Ela b'shabes rechitza b'chamin leko. Interesting question. So the Gemara, we misread Reb Shimon ben Nasi. I told you before, it's not so clear that's what Reb Shimon ben Nasi is saying. We read, let's go back to the Braisa. We read Reb Shimon ben Nasi coming off of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said that in an Ambati, I won't let you put cold into hot, but hot into cold you can. Reb Shimon ben Nasi asr, meaning he's asring Ambati both directional. Listen, that's not what he said. Who told you if Shim's talking about safer? Going back to Beis Hillel, he's going back to the original discussion. What was the original discussion? Nothing to do with bathing. Beis Shammai asked all klishenis, and Beis Hillel said no. On that, Reb Shimon ben Nasi said, oh, Reb Shimon ben Nasi is saying, I hold like Beis Shammai, that's all he's saying. He's not commenting on Ambati, he's not saying anything. He just holds like Beis Shammai that klishenis are always awesome. Called it the hot. So basically you're telling me he holds like Beis Shammai. So let him say so. Let him just say, or better, are you telling me Reb Shimon ben Nasi holds like Beis Shammai? That's unusual. So what he means to say is like this. We have this often. That's what he meant to say. You're quoting me, that Beis Shammai asked the klisheni or the klirishin, and Beis Hillel said, no, I'm telling you that's not true. There never was such a machloikis. Everybody holds klisheni as us. But he never said anything about pouring hot into cold in Abad. He never discussed it. That's more. Omer of Huna Bede of Shua. Chazinolei. Now, but let's backtrack a second. But that's all according to what Reb Yosef thought. We said that. But in truth, Reb Shimon ben Nasi is saying like we said. But the Gemara was stuck. If you learn Reb Shimon ben Nasi, we learned it, that he's answering Ambati down, up, down, or down, up, then you can't wash on Shabbos. If Seifel's Kambati. So Gemara says, if you held Seifel Kambati, I had to learn Reb Shimon ben Nasi the other way. But we don't hold Seifel Kambati, so we don't have that problem. In truth, Reb Shimon ben Nasi is answering the cold at the hot on to cold. Okay. So, and we hold like Shimon ben Menasya. So now, So I want to know now, can I mix my cold water and hot water on Shabbos? Not in a bati, I can't, but I can mix it with a seifel. That's basically the question. When you say seifel's on bati, it's not on bati. So we came out, it's not. Just going to show that that's how we hold. He wasn't makbid when his kelim when he washed. Which way to go? Why? I mean, he went either hot to cold, or cold to hot, into his seifel. He didn't care. Because again, that's basically what Basil says, that in the cliche, you can go hot into cold or cold into hot, as long as you stay away from a bat. Midatoni Reb Chiya said it. Noisen Adam Kitten Shalmayim Utal Seifel Shalmayim Bein Chamin Utal Tzorn Bein Tzorn Utal Chamin. That's equation equivalent to what he said before. Reb Chiya, that Seifel is not on bat. That's all. Omele Rafun Le Rav Ashi, you know what? Maybe that's not exactly what he meant there. He's saying over there, you can put a Kitten Shalmayim into a Seifel Shalmayim, hot to cold, cold to hot. Maybe he didn't mean pouring. Maybe he meant you can put a container of cold water into a basin of hot water, put the container in. Now that's a step better, so to speak, than pouring cold into hot water, because then the hot water is not coming in direct contact with the water. So from this, it's hard to know. Maybe that's all he meant. That's what he asked. Only if you have a shiny horse, the mitzvah keli. Maybe that's all he meant over there. Maybe that's all that meant over there. Like you want to warm up a baby bottle. So you take the baby bottle and you sit it in a bowl of hot water klisheni. Maybe that's all it says there. That doesn't necessarily mean you can pour cold water into hot water klisheni. One could make a difference. Mitzvah keli. The heat in this bottom is less affecting the liquid in the bottle than it is the liquid that directly hits it. That's what it's kasha. It's a gemara, it's a svara, but lemaisa omle ma'ora itmo. The braisa actually says you poured it. We thought the braisa said noisin odom. Noisin odom kitten could mean you pour it, could mean you put it in. The braisa really says ma'ora. Ma'ora means pouring. Itma me'ora odom kitten shomayim to sefer shomayim bein chamo to tzonim bein tzonim to chamo. Now, this is an interesting thing, because the Gemara here has a thought, a fleeting thought, but a fleeting thought nonetheless, that there's a difference. It could be also to put something into hot water, but would be mutter to put it in if that thing's in a container. That's what we had a thought. Now the truth is that we had before that that's not true. Because remember the Maisa 2 days ago, when he met Rebbe in the thing, in the bathhouse, what did he tell him to do? He had a thing of oil. He wanted to warm up his pot of oil so he could shmir Rebbe before he washed. He wanted to put it into the Chametz Tverya. Rebbe told him, don't do it. Put it in the Klisheni. Now, why couldn't he put it into Stray? Because the Klirishi, but it's Mipsa Keli. It's Mipsa Keli. Says Taisus, in Klirishin, the Gemara understood there's no difference. That's clear in the Gemara. In Klirishin, there is no difference. In Klisheni, the Gemara thought there might be a difference. That Klisheni is only muta b'mitzvah. What comes out, it's not true. But it's interesting because la halacha, this may remain because. Okay, la halacha, we happen to be machmir in Klisheni. There's a taste with one lama tes. Baruch Hashem is not in the curriculum of this course of study, but Taisus happens to say over there that we generally are machmen klisheni, because merzakim avash, there's a chumrat on klisheni, which we do in Shulchan Aruch, it's there, except for certain things. So the Mashur asks, with the Mashur, were you a machmen klisheni? Pretty much we're machmen klisheni. So how did he put it into the Rebbe said, don't put it into the chamitver, you put it into a klisheni. But we're machmen klisheni, with merzakim avash. Says the Mashur that in the Chumr of Klisheni we will remain with this thing of Mapsa Keli. The Gemara here is saying that Klisheni Betzim is Mutter, it's Mutter completely, whether it's Hefsa Kli or not. But in the Chumr that we took on of Menzikim Avashel, that will not apply to Mifsa Keli. Meaning, let's say you have a baby bottle, you want to put it in a bowl of hot water. Well, that we're not going to say Melzakim Avash. That far we're not going. Okay. You can scratch from the record. It's not part of the curriculum. Okay. Hoilfis Vagdeira, pots, pans, chais. Sheheviron Mirusochim. You took them off the fire and they're hot. Yatzo lettuce. Now, this you have to remember. When we say. What? What? Cholent, borscht, chicken soup, whatever you'd like. No, Rusochen, the thing is cooking. Now this, again, when we say Kli Rishon after them, that was in Madregas, this Kli Rishon al Gabi Ho Eish. Right? There's a pot that's cooking on the fire. Now, that you don't even need the Kli Rishon, that you're putting the thing on the fire. The wallop of Kli Rishon comes in, we take it off the fire. That even though it's off the fire, it has the power to cook. That's Kli Rishon, that's this Mishnah. It's Kli Rishon Shalom al Gabi Ho Eish. I have the pot of chon cooking, I take it off the fire. It's not sitting on the counter. And it's cooking, it's got some lead, that's also Mavashim of the Raisa. That's the punch of Kli Rishon. To say that Kli Rishon cooks on the fire is not saying too much, it's the fire cooking. It's the fire itself cooking. Okay, that's this Mishnah. You took them off the fire hot. We'll see in a second what's going on there. You can't put anything in there, but it says you can't put in spices there. You could put the spices into your plate, and you take a chon and put in your plate, or your serving plate. Why? Because that's klisheni. This is the Mishnah. Klishen is no good, and klisheni is yegud. I just told you, Tosis says you can't put anything into klisheni. If Tosis says tavlin are different. Because when we say you can't put something into klisheni, it's not because it's cooking, because it's melzikimavash. It looks like you're cooking. Spices, everyone knows you're not cooking. You're putting in the flavor you think. Okay, next. Now, comes Rebbe Yehuda, most interesting statement. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Lekoilu Nosa. You told me you can't put the spices into the pot. That's Kli Rishon. You can put it into the plate or the serving plate. That's a cliche. Rebbe Yehuda says, Lekoilu Nosa. You can put it wherever you want. Chutz midover sheish b'chomets v'tzir. Unless the thing in the pot has vinegar or tzir is some sort of fish stuff, fish juice, meaning something sharp. You know, he's saying when you put something in there, it won't cook it. Unless it's something sharp in there, that increases the heat, the chleis of genoid. Now, what is he saying that right away? Is he saying a Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni? We don't know. Let's see. He boiled. Fregmer Glide. Rebbe Yehuda Reishakoi, Ula Kula. Is he talking on the Reish and he's saying a Kula? You said you can't put it into a Kli Rishon. I say you can put it in a Kli Rishon. Unless the Kli Rishon has something sharp in it, then he's saying a tremendous cooler. He's saying Kli Rishon is not Mavashel. Again, off the fire. Rebbe Yehuda didn't say you can put something in a pot on the fire. That's cooking. He said Kli Rishon, Shalom, Gabi Yoheish, is not Mavashel. Maybe it's a cooler. Or he's talking on the safe. He's saying a Chumra. Olduma Seifa, Koyel Chumra. He's going on the safer. You said you could put it into a Kli Sheni. I say you can put it into a Kli Sheni, but not if the Kli Sheni has chometz or vinegar. So is he saying a cooler? That Kli Rishon is not Mavashel unless it has vinegar in it? Or is he saying a Chumra that even Kli Sheni is Mavashel when it has vinegar in it? Zog de Gemara Toshma, we have clear. Desanya Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Lechol Ilfisin, pots, Ilfis like Kli Rishon. You can put into any pot, who knows saying? Lechol Akderis Roischis, who knows saying? Chutz Midovashesh Bechomets Vitzir. Rebbe Yehuda, maybe Dick a liberal, he could easily get a job today, no problem. He just knocked Kli Rishon out of the box. Kli Rishon is not mevashel unless there's something sharp in the Kli Rishon. Maybe they could cool. Now it's such a cool it can't be. First statement though, it places limits it right away. You got a problem right in the hands. All that chayin point. That's impossible. We just said it's impossible. You had yesterday a Mishnah. I wasn't here, but I assume you had it. You can't pour cold water into a Kli Rishon yesterday. Amechem shepinu. So shaylem option. I mean, tzarif. This round, you can't pour water into a Kli Rishon. We said. Correct. That's a Kli Rishon. Amechem shepinu. Amechem is a kumkum, what they call today. Not like ours, the fancy ones. It was a thing that was on the fire. But when he took it off, you can't pour cold water in there. Unless it's enough cold water that it won't get hot. Option.
Wasn't it empty?
Two pshatim. It's two pshatim in the Gemara. Correct. Whatever it says, you can't pour water in there, for sure not. If there's little water, everyone says you can't pour it in. Question is, can you pour it in when it's empty? Or they have the problem at Sarif. When it's full, you certainly can't pour it in. You can't pour it in. Right. Now, the first one said it's only when it's full. When it's empty, it'll be Mitzarif. The other one said even when it's empty. But everybody holds when it's full, you can't pour it in a little cold water there. Who is the Tana that Mishnah? Huh? You don't remember. I don't remember either. Well, take a look. Abai says it's Rebbe Yehuda. You just told me Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kilrishna is not Mavash. So what's the big deal? Zang Tosis says, Rabbi Yehuda with this Meir de Kekula, he just lost his job. He only said it in Tavlin. For some reason, which I don't know, Tavlin is harder to cook than other things. So all he said was, is that you can put Tavlin into a Kli Rishon if it doesn't have Chaynetz. He was not making an across the board kula that there's no Kli Rishon. Tosis points it out right here. Davka Tavlin Poli. And all that Chaynetz point out, because or else you're up against the previous mission. Okay, next, right. Salt. Very interesting Gemara. It's like we had before with Shemin. Interesting things in the Gemara. We had before 2 days ago Shemin. One person holds he can't cook. Shemin never cooks. One holds it's easier to cook. Now the same achloikis with salt. Sova Rabbi Yosef Lameim. Rabbi Yosef started off innocent. Melech areyu ketavlin. What's the din of all spices? That's our Mishnah. It's also in the Kli Rishon. It's forget Rabbi Yehuda. Laloch. It's also in the Kli Rishon. Mutar Kli Sheni. Simple. So Rabbi Yosef assumes salt is like any other spice. Why not? Bikli Rishon Boshlo. It cooks in a Kli Rishon. We can't do that. Bikli Sheni Lo Boshlo. Amalei Abaye Toni Reb Chiya Melech Eina Ketavlin. It's not. Now that's also an enigmatic statement. What do you mean it's not like Tavlin? So he thought now it meant the Bikli Sheni Nami Boshlo. It's not like Tavlin that in a Kli Sheni is no problem. Melech is like the other one over there by Shemin. Melech cooks. It's easy to cook. It cooks even in a Kli Sheni. That's the first one. Upliga de Rav Nachman. Then it comes out against Rav Nachman. Domer Rav Nachman. Tzricha milcha bishula kebisra de tura. You would be telling me that salt is easier to cook. It cooks even in the Kli Sheni. Rav Nachman said that salt needs to be cooked like bisra de tura. Bisra de tura is cow flesh, they say in English. Meat on ox. Boy, oh boy. Meat of an ox is a tougher meat that needs serious cooking. You're telling me salt needs minimal cooking. It is against Rav Nachman. Okay, that's one system. When he said, don't forget, Rav Chiya is again enigmatic. He doesn't say exactly what he means. He says, Melach is not like Tavlin. Tavlin is also in Kli Rishon, Mutar in Kli Sheni. So we interpret it not Ketavlin, that's also in Kli Sheni. We're not going to turn around exactly the other way. He thought Melach is equal to Tavlin. The Bikli Rishon Boshla, Bikli Sheni Lo Boshla. Amalei Abaye Toni Reb Chiya Melech in Ketavlin. The Kli Rishon Nami Lo Boshla. Faker. What he meant that Melech is not like Tavlin means Melech is one of those funny things that doesn't cook at all. Again, in a Kli Rishon off the fire, you can't put something on the fire. It doesn't do the Kli Rishon. That's fire. But a Kli Rishon off the fire, Melech is okay. Vehainu the Omar Rav Nachman, and that's taka what Rav Nachman said. Tzricha milcha bishulah kebisra de tura. Bisra de tura apparently also will not cook in a Kli Rishon. Shalom agave yoesh. I wouldn't advise doing it because most Rishonim say it won't cook the meat, but the juices will cook the soil. We can't do it. But it's that was their marshal, something like that. So now we come out with an interesting thing here. We have the machlokes from Lashonis, it's salt. In salt, according to the first lashon of the Gemara here, it's a chumra. Salt cannot be placed even into a Kli Sheni. And that's not our chumra for Melech Kemavash. That holds us also, because salt is easily cooked. According to the second lashon, cool, go the other way. You can pour salt even into the cholent pot if you pull it off the fire. So we pass in Dachdom. So Taisa says an interesting thing. According to all the rules, we should have passed in the chumra like the first lashon. Because we have to lashon is this common rules. Rashi holds always that in the Raisis you go to Chumra, and in the Rabbonans you go with the Lishna Basra. Tosis holds up at a time you go in the Raisis Lachumra, and the Rabbonans you go to Kula. The Rivo holds you always go with the first lashon. Any of those rules would have told us to go with the first lashon here. Because it's a Raisis Lachumra. It's not getting Lachumra, or Rivo holds you always go with the Lishna Kama. But here Tosis says we go with the Lishna Basra. Because in the Lishna Kamo, we have to come out that Rav Chiya is against Rav Nachman. Please, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman clearly said that Melach requires a lot of cooking. We'd rather not do that. Is we paskin like the second lashon, which means that salt can be placed even in a Kli Rishon Shel Gabayei. But says Tosfos, since there is tzad to go like the first lotion, Tosfos says hamachmir kalishna kama, not even to put salt in your klisheni is tov all of brocha. But that's how it comes down. La loch and mechaber paskins. The mechaber paskins. The mechaber paskins like the lishna pasta. Salt is mutter even a klirishin. Melach mutter little and socho kev shivim aleish tricha milcha bishkutura. And he brings a second right. Oh, says the Ramah, v'yesh oisun losis melach afilu b'klisheni. The hamach metovel of brocha like Tosfos. So there's a hamach metovel of brocha not to put salt in the klisheni even. At that already you have to be careful, because if you put salt in your soup, well, the soup could be klisheni, whatever. But the Mishnah already points out, their salt and our salt are not necessarily the same thing. They were talking about rock salt. Our salt, I'm not exactly sure how they do it today, but the salt the Mishnah Brura had was already cooked. When they took it out, I mean, salt that comes, that's, you know, from the salt water, that's zichah cooked. But the cook they had, I'm pretty sure iodized salt is cooked already. So you don't have these problems altogether. Honey, milk, melch, choif, melch, oisim, imayim, shemavashin, embo, mishim, bishl, embo, shlach, abishl. Pretty sure that our salt today, double check it in the books, but I'm pretty sure our salt is already going through some sort of process. There's no problem at all. If it's not, you can get all the rock salt, you can't get it. Then there's a meikah, then you can put it even into a klirishin off the fire. There's a mach metovel of brocha, not even put the klisheni. Again, klisheni doesn't come across too much either, because generally the soup in your pot will already be a klishlishin, generally. Most women do not pour soup like this into the bowls. They ladle it out, the shmur comes out, and the ladle, the gabi, the next is a klishlishin. But whatever. Next case. No, because it dissolves right into the thing. It dissolves right into the soup or whatever. You never see it. It's not a problem. It's like ice cubes. That's if you melt down ice cubes on the table, you may or may not have a problem. That's a problem. They put ice cubes in a bowl. And as it belongs to the water, that could well be muktzah. But when you put your ice cube in your drink, since it melts right in, and it never appears, it's muktzah. That's how we use ice cubes on Shabbos. So. Okay, we're now out of the world of Bishul. That's a very difficult world, muktzah, very difficult Isaac muktzah. A noisen kli, tachasaner, lekabobo es hashemen. You have a nair that's burning on Shabbos. Again, a nair by them meant a bowl with oil, basically, some sort of a thing, with a wick. So a drip, oil drips out. So listen, you want to be either you want to be neat or you want to be economical, but you're trying to catch the shemen. So I see shemen there. I feel I'll put a bowl under this thing here and I'll catch the excess shemen. Saying the Mishnah, you're not allowed to do that. Why that is, we'll soon see in the Gemara. The Gemara has three possibilities why that should be awesome. So again, you have to say, it's not directly muktzah, not muktzah going on over here. That shemen may be muktzah, may or may not be, but probably it is. But the bowl I'm carrying is not muktzah. I'm taking a bowl and putting it down on the table, and there's a thing with shemen here. I didn't do any tilt of muktzah there, but halal. But it says it's awesome. We'll see in the Gemara. There's three approaches to this Mishnah. You can't take a bowl, plate, whatever, and put it under your candle on Shabbos. But if you put it there on Friday, before Shabbos, mut. What's the name? Mut. You can leave it there. Now, that's also a strange thing. First of all, I mean, obviously it's mut. I don't do anything. And more than that, the Mishnah puts it in a funny way. If I put it there Friday, mutter, like Rashi says, I can leave it there on Shabbos. What do you mean, if you put it? It should be mutter l'chatchila to put it there. What's the problem? The Mishnah should have said, you can't put it on Shabbos. You put it on Friday. It sounds in the Mishnah, you really shouldn't put it on Friday either. If you put it on Friday, you can leave it on Shabbos. It Tosfos points out right away that the Loshin HaMishnah is dochuk. It does not mean that. It means you're allowed to put it on Friday. Let's don't make an inference from this that that's a little toizim nosnua haloshin dochuk. Misha should have said you can't put it on Shabbos. You can't put it on Friday. Yeah, but even that is a very odd Mishnah. What are you telling me? I can put a plate down under the candle on Friday. I can light the candle on Friday. I can put on my washing machine on Friday. I can drive my car on Friday. I can do a lot of things on Friday. You can put a plate under a candle, which the Gemara have enough trouble figuring out why I can't do it on Shabbos. I can do it on Friday. What should they do on a Mishnah? It's funny, Zach. The Tesiyontif comes up with a thought that I might have thought, of course you can put it, you can do it if you want on Friday, but the Chiddush of the Mishnah, I might have thought that when it comes Shabbos, you should take it away, because I'm afraid maybe Shemen will drip in there, that Shemen is Muktzah, and then you'll be metal to the Kli on Shabbos. Let me say, that far we're not to worry, that we're not to worry about. We are, for some reason, we won't let you put it there on Shabbos, but you're going to see in the Gemara, why not? Okay. Ve'enei oisin mimenu, this shemen that drips into that plate, which you put on Friday, let's say, you can't have anor from it. It's muktzah. That shemen is muktzah. Again, it's a funny gemara, it's a funny mishnah. What do you mean you can't have anor from it? You can't move it, b'chlal, it's muktzah. You have to tell me you can't use it? You can't be metaltel it. It's a basic, it's a big mashoyepis. Again, most learn that it's lav davka. It doesn't mean that. It means it's muktzah. Why the Mishnah chose to use that lashon has to be explained. But all the Mishnah is saying is that the shemen, you can't put it there on Shabbos to catch the muktzah. If you put it there Friday to catch the muktzah, you can do that. Nothing wrong. But you should know that the stuff that's collecting there is muktzah. Oh. The first attempt at what's going on in this Mishnah. Amar Rav Chisda. He says it in an interesting way. First, he makes a comparison. He says like this. The Mishnah says, I can't put a plate on Shabbos to catch shemen. So really, what does that say? Without knowing why, I can't take a regular kli, which is not muktzah, and use it to save something that's muktzah. That's basically what it says over here. You can't catch the shemen because the shemen is muktzah. Why should that be yours? I don't know right now. But you can't. So he makes another example. He says a similar thing. I have a chicken. Chicken that lays an egg on Shabbos, it's muktzah. Based on all the Shabbos, and beyond the muktzah. Now, this chicken is not in my coop for some reason. She's sitting somewhere, and she's sitting on a hill. It's a madrin. When she lays the egg's going to roll down and smash. So I want to save the egg. So I figure I'll put a plate of some sort right under the chicken and catch my egg. Says Rav Chisda, that's the same thing as the Mishnah said. Again, without knowing why right now, you can't, it's the same exact thing. You got this thing here with shemen. The shemen comes off as muktzah. I can't put something on here. I don't plan on doing anything. I just want to save it. You can't do that. So up there, you can't put a plate under a chicken to catch an egg that will break. Even though they said, now they were trying to point out, they never said that. They said you can't put a plate under a candle to catch the shem. But the Chizah is saying it's the same thing, and he wants to make his point. He says, even though they said you can't do this to catch the egg, you can, though. Let's say she laid the egg already. It's not afraid. You're not afraid it's going to roll down. It's sitting on a table. It's fine. But I'm afraid my kids will come over and step on it, or a cat will come and eat it. I can take a pot and put it on top of the egg. Now that's already very interesting because that's came out the same thing. Not touch. And if it touches, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? What? What? Pashtus, yeah. Good. That's the second way in the Gemara. I will koi for a kli shaloti shovim. So now the Mishnah got a little bit more intricate. Whatever it is, I don't know why you can't put it under the thing to save it, but whatever it is, I can't put it under the thing to save it, but I can put it on top of it to save it in that sense. Oh my rabbi, my time of the b'chizda, what's going on here in Rav Chisda, which is really my time of the Mishnah, because that's how he's understanding the Mishnah. You can't put things under something, but you can't put them on top. He's saying very good, Don. That's the second way. When you put it under it, you can't now move your kli. When you put it on top of it, you can. But that Gemara is coming to that tomorrow. Today, the ones go that way. That's a very strange thing. My time of the Kosovar, Tanegoles Asuyelahatl Betsosu Ba'ashkun. that's usual, that you should lay her egg in a place where there's problems, where somebody might walk on it. That's usual. The case, the first case you're talking about, you don't want to catch it because it'll roll down. That's not usual. Very strange idea. Rashi learns that between a dove mukta, we're going to have later. Again, this is very strange to us because lechura, you're not dealing with the mukta here. You are dealing with something that's perfectly fine. I'm taking a plate out of my cupboard and I'm moving it. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, lechura, we're going to have tomorrow Reb Yitzchok. Reb Yitzchok holds extremist. We don't all like him. He holds. You can't move a kli for the purpose of a kli that's muksa. Muksa goes that far. Not only this is muksa, I can't move this. I can't move this, which is perfectly fine, if my purpose is to serve the muksa. That's a very extreme thing. He's saying a similar thing. I can move something that's not muksa to save something that's muksa. I can. But only if it's in the normal run of the day. What they call atzola mitsuya. An unusual thing that happened. To move a non-mukta for a mukta that I can't do. That's how he learns. Therefore, he says, not Shulchan Aruch. Wait till Kuf Chof Aleph. We'll get there. We'll get there. No, not true. Now, so therefore, you're coming out like this. He's saying now, he's saying an interesting example of a simple aloha. You can't take the plate and put it under the chicken to catch the egg, because that's unusual. It's unusual that chickens lay eggs on hills, on Madrainim. But that the egg should be laid in a place where kids or people could get to it, that's already normal. So then I can take my plate and put it on top of the egg. Okay, now we got to go back and figure out what's going on over here. That means the Mishnah that said you can't put the plate under the drip is because it's unusual. Now that's strange, because candles drip. What's unusual about it? Candles drip. Nothing wrong with that. So let's just see the Gemara a second. It's my time to preach. The Kosovar Tana goes to Sula Hadl Beit Sosa Bashra, Ena Sula Hadl Beit Sosa Moka Madra. Vatzola Mitzuya, Hiti Vatzashena Mitzuya Tiru. Before that, the Gemara Zodah Kasha, Eis Ve Abaye, Vihi Hatzola Shena Mitzuya, Lo Hitiru, Veho Tanya, Nishbol Chove Shel Tevel. He had a barrel of Tevel stuff, Abigago, Virosh Gago, right? It's spilling all over the place. Mevi Kli, Umaniach Tachteo, to catch what? He had a barrel of wine on Mazog. It cracked. He can bring a bowl of water bowls and put it under it to crack. Now that's Hatzola Shena Mitzuyim. It says barrels don't usually crack. According to you, unusual circumstances, he can't do that. We're talking with new barrels that tend to break. Okay, the Gemara is going to be matrik all of these. We don't hold this at the end. Let's be matrik a lot of things to satisfy Rabbu. Eisvei. What? Smukta. Same exact thing. Tevel's Smukta. Chubshel Tevel. Tevel's Smukta. Sorry. Eisvei. Nosen Kli Tachas Hanayel. Kabel Nitzoytzitz. It's a Mishnah later. It says you can't put it under to catch the shemen, but the sparks that come down, you don't want to burn your tablecloth, that you can. What's the difference? Zog de gemor, nitzoytzis nami shchichi. Nitzoytzis, sparks are shchichi, it's mitzuyah. Now, here we really got a problem. If sparks are shchichi, and oil dripping is not shchichi, it's crazy. Of course they drip, everything drips. I mean, every kid in Kehlel, the drips, that's the most shchichi thing you can have. Says Tyson, an interesting kunz. It's so shchichi for candles to drip over, that everybody puts down the protective plate before Shabbos, like we said in the Mishnah. So to have to do it on Shabbos is lo shchichi. That's what Gemara means. There it's so huge, that's part of the run of things. Everything drips, so you automatically, when you set up your candle on Erev Shabbos, you put your plate down. So to not have put it down on Friday, to have to do it on Shabbos, that's lo shchiach. Nitzoytzis is not that shchiach, that it always happens, you put it down on Friday. But it's enough happening, so you can do it on Shabbos. Eisvei, koifin kaira al haner. Oh, very simple thing here. Shelo yeyoch is bekoira. You want to put it on top of the nair. Now, obviously, enough room, it shouldn't smother it. But you don't want it. It's high. You put it too high up, it might catch to the ceiling. You want to put something on top of it to prevent it from burning the ceiling. Now, that's the chuat sol shenem etzuyah too. That doesn't usually happen. Kovin kaira la nair shelo yeyoch is bekoira. Bebote gechine de shkiche budleike. We're talking low ceiling where it is shkiach. It's called a tzol metzuyah. you have a beam of some sort that broke, it cracks, so you want to support it with something, shouldn't fall on your head on Shabbos. You bring a bench over there. And again, that's Hatzolah. How often does the beam in your house crack? Hopefully not too often. We have to be matrik. You're talking about new new beams. I said they weren't checked yet for how much pressure they can withstand. Is David in the pocket? They do break. No case. Toshma beitza. No sunkli tachas adelef b'Shabbos. You got a leak. Your ceiling sprung a leak on Shabbos. You can put a bucket under it to catch the water. Now, pashtu again, that's dirty water. It's going to be moved. So be pshut, that's dirty water. How often is that? It's new house, the ceiling hasn't been worked out yet. So kids, that's the first system in Gemara. It's a strange idea. To save muktzah, the way Rashi learned, you can with a non-muktzah kli, but only if it's a normal kind of thing. If it's an unusual thing that happens, like a chicken laying egg on a madrid, or you forgot to put your plate under your candle on Erev Shabbos, something like that, you would not be able to take a non-muktzah kli to save the muktzah zach. That's the first system.